Degrees in Jacksonville at Talk Radio WBOB.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. Ah! And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm speaking plainly with Bill Hay.
Jacksonville, and welcome back to another edition of I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Billy. What was that about?
He gave you the, well, I wouldn't say the finger, but gave you the point that you're ready to go.
And how many years have I been doing this show?
I don't know.
I know it's
about
least
2 weeks.
6 months.
Yeah.
At least six months.
I know,
I mean,
exactly.
I've been coming here. I'm trying to learn your job so I can
Did I mess up?
It was a lot of dead space like there for
there
like a minute
no
or two.
There was no dead space at all. There was no dead
music,
air.
There was everything.
It was music. There was everything.
Okay, who picks the music?
I do.
The boss.
That's
the boss?
Trump. That's the Trump theme song. And being a staunch supporter of Trump, then that's what we're going to hear.
Do you think that he's doing the right thing?
Absolutely. That, I think he needs to do more.
It appears that the story is that he's willing to let the House of Representatives go to the Democratic Party. You don't believe any of that.
No, I don't believe it.
Hey, by the way, Mueller, I've heard, I don't really watch the news anymore because it's so depressing and all they do is yak, yak, yak. But the belief is that Mueller will finish up his investigation by September, October of this year.
Don't believe it.
Okay,
good luck with that.
You want to shake hands on that?
Sure.
Okay,
right here.
Here we go.
I'll even give you October, end of October.
End of October.
End
now,
of
is
October?
This the same one? Are you going to forget about what the actual...
I didn't forget about the $20.
I did not. Verification.
Wake
that
up
I'm
tapes.
Right.
This radio show is taped.
I wish you... will you do that for me?
Sure.
And I think we were off air when we did the other understanding.
And I think I will tell you also that if you don't believe that Shad Khan doesn't have something to do with the development of the Berkman 2 Plaza, then you are sorely mistaken.
Okay, that is
Stash
our understanding.
Stash Investments is wide-reaching.
No, I know that, but they do not have interest in this project.
All right.
So I will look forward to see what
so
all
you
the things
think
going
that there's
on.
Who do you think is another billionaire here in Duval County?
I don't think I would put it on the air. Help me out.
Wait a minute. You wouldn't put him on the air.
I wouldn't mention their name on the
air. Oh, well, do you think it's PR? Because he's not
a
billionaire.
No, absolutely not.
Do you think it's PF?
I don't even know who PF is.
Do you think it's anyone from the Haskell Corporation?
No.
So that's it?
No. I think you're mistaken. But be that way, you think you know all answers. I believe that I have.
Well, Wayne and Dolores have no desire to put any money in here anymore.
I didn't count them either, but they're doing a fabulous job of funding great things to make Jacksonville a better
place.
Through
their foundation?
Not only did they do it when they owned the team, but the money that they got when they sold the team, they
went into a foundation so it was tax exempt. And then they're on the board of directors for that foundation, so
they're
doing
a fabulous job of directing some of the financial.
You see no evil intent in anything, do you?
I believe that 95% of the people are very good.
Okay, is it just that all 5% of those people live here in Jacksonville then?
No, they do not. You know what's great?
Let me ask you something. Do you know in your heart,
in my heart,
whenever a professional football player gets a big signing bonus or gets a big contract up and he develops his own, so-and-so's foundation, do you know why they do that?
To avoid taxes. Why wouldn't you do that? It's legal. To do this is legal.
Okay, that's another reason why we need the flat tax or the fair tax.
Well, that's
now,
a different
let me ask
story.
You this. If it's legal, just because it's legal, does that make it ethical?
You're making a proposition.
I'm asking
okay,
you a
do
question.
Do you do everything? Wait a second. That means there's certain laws that you if you don't like, you follow or you don't like.
No, it's clearly legal
that they can do
it
this.
It is clearly legal.
And you and I might disagree on fair tax
ethical?
Or flat tax. But you know what? We don't have that now. But okay. soon, with enough people, we will be able to change the IRS. Not that we'll ever get rid of them, but clearly the tax laws are abomination of fairness.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. I'm going to speak real slow.
No, I hope you do,
so
because
you understand.
I'm eating.
It may be legal to establish a foundation, and it is legal. Not maybe, it is legal.
Right.
Is it ethical?
Why not?
Is it ethical?
Yes.
Okay. In your world, it's ethical.
Well,
if you signed a contract tomorrow for multi-millions, would you not create a foundation?
Yes.
No.
Oh,
you're going to sit here and tell me that?
No, I wouldn't, because foundations open up another target window for you to be looked at. That's the first thing. The first thing that happens, like the Clinton Foundation, do you want to go through that stress of having everybody saying that you're a thief, that you're finding loopholes, that you're stealing? Right.
They were.
Okay. So,
Why is the Clinton Foundation still
in effect then?
I do not know, but I bet you they haven't received $1 since she lost the election.
They've still got outrageous. You can look it up on the net. Their contributions have gone through the roof. The Koch brothers are keeping them solvent like you wouldn't believe.
The Clinton Foundation?
Yeah, a little.
I would love to know what that.
Look it up online. You can look it up on the internet.
It's hard to believe they're still getting. Why would the Koch brothers
support Hillary?
No, they don't support Hillary.
The Koch brothers are part of Georgia Pacific. They're part of the progressive agenda. And there are certain aspects of the Clinton Foundation that formulate right along those lines of the progressive agenda. You know that the Koch brothers are progressive, don't you, Joni?
You just told me that.
You didn't know that. Well, this is coming from a lady who doesn't even watch the news. So, I mean, were you thinking that the Koch brothers were saints? They're right up there with George Soros.
I don't think any of them are saints by any means.
Okay, just check in there for a second.
I think most people are basically turned off by what's going on in the news media going forward.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to remain turned off until someone energizes them into believing that they have a chance. And that's what they did with Donald Trump. And so what has happened with the agenda-driven Washington swamp? They've now come out. Even people in our own party have come out and tried to find ways that they can bury him.
Okay, help me out. Do you think his endorsement of DeSantis is helping?
Yes.
Do you think acting like Donald Trump on a local level is a good idea?
You mean as far as that commercial?
What commercial?
The commercial about building the wall.
And, yes.
Yeah, I think that's a great commercial.
Okay. Do you think that he's going to win the Republican nomination on August 28th? Do you think that he'll be able to beat Gwen Graham?
Oh, absolutely. It'll be a long time before there's a woman in the governor's house here in Tallahassee, Florida.
Well, the theory is the Democrats want Ron DeSantis to win, mm-hmm. and the Republicans don't want Gwen Graham to win. They want either Green or Levine to win, because people that run in August 28th, they're basically the activists, and I don't mean activists to the sense that the crazy people, but they are the people that truly stay attuned to what's going on in the world, and they go out and vote.
What really surprises me, like the Green commercial where they show Trump coming in to Mar-a-Lago and the Trump International to play golf, and he's talking about the TFRs and the extra traffic costs, and he said, on day one, I will stop that. No, you won't. That's federal. That has nothing to do with you, whether you get elected governor or not.
I find all those commercials are bizarre.
And it's just unbelievable. Then Adam Putnam with his 23%.
That was misleading.
It was terribly misleading. And shame on Adam Putnam for stooping that low.
Yeah.
Even if it was his pact, he had to approve it.
It was a stupid commercial, and there was a reason why he said this, because it would take away the income tax.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just disappointing. How about that?
What's really surprised me is the level of opposition research money that's being spent for every candidate. And you're going to see it on city council, too. You will see it here at the local level. I know people that are gearing up for marketing. I know people that are gearing up for printing. Things that are just way out in left field on opposition research, so that they can put down their opponent rather than spending time convincing me that they're the right person for the job.
I agree with you. Wow. I think when I ran both times, I was always positive And I think that's the way you win. I think people want to hear that.
Don't
you think Trump did the same thing to a great?
Yeah.
I mean, he put down a lot of people, but he gave us an image of what he was going to do.
And right? he got the ball rolling with the idea of we're not going to take it on our backs anymore. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. Phone lines are still lighting up, but they're still available. Give us a call, 222-TALK, 222-8255.
The year was 1957, and two of the top movies that year were Bridge Over River Kwai and Old Yeller. And two of the top 10 TV shows were Gunsmoke and I've Got a Secret. 1957 was also the year that the Boger's family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger's Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger's Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by 3 board-certified podiatrists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom make orthotics in their on-site lab. Boger's Shoes also carries many popular brands like Birkenstock, For Your Soul by Rocky Brands, New Balance, Dansko, SAS, and Vionic, just to mention a few. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger's Shoes' success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger's Shoes difference. Boger's Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
My name is Amanda, and I am in the Life Builders Recovery Program at City Rescue Mission. I've allowed alcohol to take my career, my family, and my faith from me. I was also sexually abused and became depressed, even suicidal. It was those suicidal thoughts that became my wake-up call. I was referred to CRM by another facility that told me I needed a longer-term recovery program. A God-centered program and the counselors at CRM have given me the freedom and the willingness to open up. I no longer see myself as an alcoholic. I see myself as a child of God. I know that I am worthy of love and that I can do all things through Christ. After graduating from CRM, I want to work in the nonprofit field and be of service to others.
I'm Penny Kievit, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. We're in the state round of this edition of I'm Speaking Plainly. We've been talking about Putnam and DeSantis and Green and Levin. We look at how commercials shape the candidate's appearance in the public. When you look at Philip Levin's mother doing a bowling commercial about my little boy Phil, he's just going to change the state. Well, to me, when I hear that, that's makes me look at how well can he stand on his own. Now, I will tell you, I read the blogs every day. I read over 20 blogs around the state of Florida, and I write one. And there are some interesting things that come out of the blogs and have been for months on end. And some of the folks that are in these blogs are so well connected, either through marketing, through political campaign consulting, or a couple of them are actually written by former elected officials. And they rate these commercials on a regular basis and almost by the week based on public sentiment. The the one that started it all off with respect to some of the criticism was when Adam Putnam was walking in jeans and boots and talking about being agriculture commissioner right off the beginning. And I can't tell you that there was any less than five or six different blogs that are daily blogs that said he doesn't have a chance of winning.
How long ago was that?
Six months ago.
Okay.
Now,
that's before DeSantis got in?
Before DeSantis got in. And you know what their reasoning was?
What?
This is going to blow your mind. And this is five or six different blogs said that there has never been a red-haired governor in the state of Florida except for Andrew Jackson.
Well, rules are always there to be broken. What do you think?
I'm just saying that the blogs are I'm not saying that the blogs are right. I'm just saying that look at what they key in on. And you think about it.
How pathetic.
Well, it's not so, for a woman, it doesn't seem like that. But what you don't really know is living in a man's world and walking in a man's shoes. If you're out there in society and you are born with red hair and you are a man, you struggle for acceptance in the workplace and in your male-run society much more difficultly than you do as a blonde or a brunette. Seriously. And you're looking at me like that, like I'm crazy, but I'm not. It starts in school. It starts in school, and it works its way right on up through college.
Okay, how did he become a commissioner of agriculture?
Well, mainly by name recognition, because you remember, he's done nothing in his life except being in elected office. He started getting elected to office when he was 21 years old. So think about that. Think about somebody who's never had a real job except one that was elected.
I think that he has had a business that he has been involved in, family business.
But you have a business too.
Right.
But you're not, nobody knows you for that. They know you because you're a city councilman.
Most of the things that I think he ran for were more localized down in that area, like congressperson, state representative, state senator. So,
are you sugarcoating it?
I'm just making a comment.
Trying to make yourself feel comfortable about a guy having nothing but an elected position since he was 21. Well,
by the way, there's nothing wrong with experience. And this is what you and I disagree with term limits. If you had a great, you've got a business and he's a great tree trimmer, do you want this 8 years? You're costing me too much money. I'm getting rid of you. I'm going to get somebody else. That doesn't make any sense in the
real
world.
There's a difference between having a profession and someone who seeks to serve the public. That's the reason why city council was supposed to be a part-time job.
But by the way, it isn't.
I know it isn't, but it was supposed to be.
No, but it isn't.
It isn't because you guys spend so much time schmoozing all the big money to get the donations for your next election campaign.
Well, you're mistaken on that, on my case, because I spend a credible amount of time meeting with people, any group of people that invite me to go forward. And so, plus all the studying you do. Both reading and, you know, thinking about where you want Jacksonville to go. So I think you're mislabeling a vast majority, maybe not all of us, but a vast majority. So I think you're painting in the wrong picture.
Okay. Well, that buzz that just came in over my phone was Congressman John Rutherford telling me that his schedule was booked and he was apologizing because he was going to try and come in tonight. There's a man who I'm watching not drink the Kool-Aid, or at least so far. And I'm very proud of him. I'm proud of the fact that he was on my show 8 or 10 times when he was sheriff, and he's been on a couple of times since he's been elected to Congress. He's a good guy. And
you're not going to put me in the same category as John Rutherford?
No.
Because?
Because you give away too much of my money to Shad Khan.
No, we don't give away any money from Shad Khan.
Does he get everything he wants?
Those are two different things. And by the way, you don't know that. As I said earlier,
it's public record, no, Matt.
As I said earlier, the administration deals with these people one on one, and you don't know what he originally asked, and you don't even know what the administration agreed to.
You're right.
It's like any business.
By the time it got to city council, it was still too much.
Well, how do you know it was too much?
Because I'm a taxpayer, and I feel it was too much for TVs.
Well, let me tell you.
It was too much for a practice field that took away money from our Veterans Memorial Stadium or Veterans Memorial Arena. That amphitheater is being pumped every day, day in and day out, for bands and groups and events. And those bands and groups and events could just as easily have been booked into the Veterans Memorial Arena, to where the city made the lion's share of the money, not Shad Khan,
who
makes 80%.
I looked into this and talked to people. What we were doing is losing concerts to St. Augustine Amphitheater, the smaller venues. And the Daily Place provides that daily, intimate, more enjoyable atmosphere.
Sitting on concrete steps out in the air getting eaten alive by bugs is more intimate than in an air conditioning space with nice upholstered chairs.
These are not me. These are their sponsors, whatever they, the promoters. They're the ones that were telling us this.
Because
they went to St. Augustine for a 3,000 group or 3,500. The Daily competes in that world because you cannot have 10,000 people attending the Veterans Memorial all the time.
No, but I venture to say that if you had 3,000 people events or no events, that SMG or whoever's managing it now would find a way to make it profitable with those 3,000 people events.
We try to. They tell me we are losing these events because they don't want to have the big venue with only 3,500 people. It looks bad. They'd rather have lots of people in a smaller room. And by the way, a lot of people, I would say in the political world and anything, you don't want to have 100 people in a 1,000-seat room. What you do is you make sure that it maybe has 75 seats, and because you want to see a lot of people in a small environment. You don't want to have a few people in a big place.
You know what? Here, I'll give you that much. But why is it that Stash Investments gets 80% of the profits? Read the contract before you criticize.
Wait a second. Okay. Stop right here. I didn't do the negotiation. We could vote the deal up or down. That was our option.
So when
it comes to city council, you are up or down. There's no negotiation because that was done by the administration.
Okay, why would the administration vote away 80% of the profits then?
Don't know. You'd have to see what the total benefit. You picked one area of negotiation when, in fact, there might be 10 other things that we got that they didn't get, and it's a trade-off. That's what negotiations are.
But what I want to see is trade-offs that bring money back into our coffers, and we're not getting those.
Wait a second. What is your perception of what we get? The hotel rooms right now, the rates are higher, the occupancies are higher, and it's a cumulative kind of thing about the things that we're doing to bring people to Jacksonville. So there is a trade-off because we think we're going to get more money here, we're going to get more parking fees, whatever it may be. You're looking at one thing that Shad Khan got.
Okay,
and we're looking at what we got. There's a pro and con and everything.
Let's get off of that.
And I don't remember what those numbers are.
Let's get off of that subject then, and let's move on to the next subject. If the city council approves his plan to build at the shipyards, we're going to have $100 million minimum above the $15 million that's already been allocated for the Greenfield, Brownfield site and the cleanup of the heavy metals and mercury that are in the silts and the mud there around the old finger docks. So what I'm saying is when that project is built, let's say Shad Khan packs up the Jaguars and moves to London. How much of that money coming in from that hotel, from that marina district, and from that Lot J development, and from the amphitheater, how much of that money does he give up? Let me make it easy for you. It's a number that looks like this, because Stash Investments, even if the team is not here in town, and I've read the contract, even if the team is not here in town, Stash Investments still gets the lion's share of the profit.
Well, this what's interesting is you're making an assumption. I haven't seen any of the deal. What we saw was a proposed development.
So did you?
And by the way,
I'm
let
talking
me finish
about
this.
The previous deals. The previous deals on the stadium improvements and that $90 million. He still gets that money even if the team's not here. You do know that, right?
No, I don't. I'd have to see it, and you'd have to point it out to me.
Bill, why do you think that he's going to take the team to London?
He's not going to take the team to London.
What prompts you to think that?
Because he has just made an almost $1 billion offer for Wembley Stadium. He has proposed that we play four games in the 2000s.
No, that's not true. We're not doing it. We've going to have a home game and a visitor's game.
But he's proposed four games.
I don't know that.
Then you need to watch the news more often.
What he has is a home game and a visitor's game in London. That's what has been proposed.
How many games did we have there last year?
One.
Okay, how many games are we going to have there?
I don't know.
But you just said that we're going to have
I don't know if it's this cycle. I don't know if it's this cycle next year.
Okay, well, either way, it's two next time around. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plenty. I'm your host, Bill Hay. We're going to step away for just a minute. Deborah, I know you're on the line. I'll get to you just as soon as I get back.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockster. President Trump on stage at the moment with Troy Balderson at the Olentangy High School in Lewis Center, Ohio. Balderson running as the GOP candidate for the vacant 12th congressional district. Mr. Trump endorsing him and several other candidates coming up in the midterm elections. Mr. Trump thanked the Ohioans for their support in 2016 and launched into his economic resume, telling the crowd America is respected again because, quote, we're putting America first again. As the president was introducing Balderson, Mr. Trump referenced to Democrat Representative Maxine Waters as a, quote, seriously low IQ person, and dismissed Balderson's rival, Democrat Danny O'Connor, as a puppet of Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. A reporter for the Oregonian was injured when he was struck by a projectile during rowdy protests between right-wing activists and self-described anti-fascists today. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler. Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them. And that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered, and now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Hi, everybody. It's your morning show host, Ed Dean, right here on Talk Radio WBOB. The primaries are right around the corner here. Now we're going to the months as currently into July and August. Republican-Democrat debates. We cover it all every day right here on the morning show. We always take your calls at 222-TALK, 222-8255, 6 to 9, Monday through Friday, the morning show. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson on FM 101.1, AM 600, Talk Radio WBOB.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Coming up on 7:34, I'm Tom Murphy. Expect a slow approaching the Buckman Bridge northbound. The two left lanes are blocked there, and that's the 295 West Beltway northbound on the Buckman Bridge. The two left lanes are blocked. Clear tonight, a low 76. Tomorrow and Monday, mostly sunny. The high temp topping out at 91. Right now, it's beautiful in Jacksonville, 84 at Talk Radio WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jackson. Well, welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. We are going to go to the phones real quick and talk to Deborah, who's been patiently waiting on the line. She agrees with you with respect to your view of Putnam versus DeSantis. Deborah, go ahead.
Yes, I do agree with him, because if you look what Putnam did, which was quite stupid, but if you also look what DeSantis did when he ran for the first time for representative, he did the same thing to a couple of the candidates, Costello and Beverly Slough, who was both good Christians, that he just made misrepresentation of some of the things they were involved in their positions. And furthermore, what I did not like about Santos when he first came on the scene is he talked about his Bronze Star, but he alluded that it was for valor, and it wasn't until later that he had to admit that it was just for distinguished service. So if somebody does allude that for that valor, I think it's a slap to the veterans.
So, Deborah, are you a Putnam fan?
am I? In this election, I'll have to say yes.
Yeah, I could tell that way, the slant towards the phone call.
Right. But it was a hard decision. But I have a lot of contact through the state, and it's amazing how many people that I have spoken with, that there's something about DeSantis that they just do not like the way he comes across and everything else. And they agreed also that if DeSantis does get the nomination, and if Gwen gets the nomination for the Democratic Party, it will be Gwen.
Really? Well, shame on them.
Yes.
Shame on them.
Can I talk about a couple, two other things, since you were talking about the Jags and Wishak and all that? I have friends over in England and London as well, and I know a couple of politicians over there. I think what's supposed to be happening next year, I think what he's trying to do is have a game over there every year, which means there's going to be other teams from the NFL going over there. And yes, his motive is to move the Jags to England. I don't think it really is going to work because the time differential and so forth and so on. But he's been pushing for that for a long time.
I believe. Believe that 100%.
He already owns a soccer team over there.
Right.
Just like the Glaser brothers from Tampa.
Right. He owns the Fulham club.
But you know what I suggest? Maybe we should get the Indians to buy all that land, like the Indians up and outside of Richmond, Virginia, just bought 600 acres to put a entertainment, gambling, and a shopping and center.
Right.
Because you've been up to Washington. Have you seen the National Harbor?
I have.
And you see the MGM up there?
Yep.
And you know how much money they're bringing in? My husband's a retired Prince George's County police officer, and I'm from that area.
Millions.
They're bringing them almost $1 billion
yep.
a year.
They're doing the same thing in South Florida with the Hard Rock and some of the stuff that's run by the Seminoles. So.
But I think if they put one here in 95, and we get those Canadians and all the ones going back and forth off on 95, this county will have more money than they'll know what to do with.
Well, they don't look that far into the future. They'd rather give it away on big TVs and amphitheaters. Deborah, thank you so much for your call tonight. I appreciate it. You know, my feelings are good riddance. You know, Jacksonville was a great town before the team came here. I've lived here. I can speak that. I know for a fact that we were a great town before they came here. No one has been able to show me one single company that came to Jacksonville because we had an NFL football team. Not one single company. You can suppose that it happened, and you can wish on a star that it happened, and you can reach under your pillow and hope the Tooth Fairy brought you a company that came here just because we had an NFL team. But nobody's been able to prove to me that we had a company decide to pick Jacksonville just because we have an NFL team. And nobody's been able to show me an increase in tourist revenue, in hotel room sales, in anything that directly reflects the team being here in Jacksonville, except on game weekends when the hotels downtown do go up. I have friends of mine that live right out here in Arlington that will get a hotel room downtown at the Omni or the Ramada or whatever flag it's flying under now, just because they want to get so wasted when they're at the game and the landing afterwards, they don't want to run the gauntlet of coming back across the bridge and getting a DUI. That's their purpose for going downtown. So, woohoo, if we've got people that want to go rent hotel rooms because they want to get blasted after the game, then, you know, more power to them. But no one, no one has been able to prove to me that Jacksonville would be any less of a town if we didn't have a team. And what really amazes me is that our elected officials that we go to the ballot box every couple of years and we vote for seem to live in this fantasy world that because 40,000 people go down to the game out of over a million residents, think about that figure, 40,000 people as opposed to a million plus residents are actually getting some benefit because we are showing 40,000 people a good time. I think that's a very poor use of taxpayer dollars. Your mic's not on. His, kick him up, will you? Go ahead.
I am pretty sure it's probably closer to $60,000. But
$60,000?
60,000 people that go to on average to a game.
There may be 60,000 people that sell tickets, but they don't show up for the game. It's because they offer perks for people to buy a company supported.
It's like any business. The initial thing, and I imagine because they had such a great season last year, there's probably less incentives to buy a season ticket or not. But first of all, I think it's great to have Jaguars here. I think that the exposure that Jacksonville has throughout the United States and even in London, I think it's great that people now know where Jacksonville is, and many people didn't know where Jacksonville was.
Who cares?
Because Jacksonville is a great place to move.
You think a little kid in Des Moines, Iowa, gets out of school and says, Mommy, where are we going? You know, and she says, well, we're going to spend the summer in Florida.
That's not what we're talking about.
And It would be
the same thing as Chicago Bears, Cubs. You might want to have some affiliation or just have a team or a player that you might want to follow. Now, she mentioned something that I thought was pretty interesting about the DeSantis and Putnam. They have a debate going on Thursday at JU. It will be interesting to see how that turns out, because if DeSantis doesn't have a grasp of what's going on in Florida, I think this will hurt him substantially going forward. And that
what would make you think that he didn't have a grasp of what's going on in Florida?
Because when I have talked to him, he has yet to talk about any issues in the state of Florida. And by the way, it's not me. It's what I hear that people say, that he has not had a very good conversation.
So if you wanted him to talk about an issue, what issue would that be?
I would say he's got several. Environment, what are you going to do with Lake Okeechobee down in Miami that has a huge problem? What are you going to do?
What problem are we talking about?
I think that's pollution. They have
the pollution and the algae problem?
Yes.
Who's in charge of that?
The state.
Yeah, but what division?
Probably agriculture, but wait a minute.
What'd you say? Don't slur your words. Don't slur your words. What'd you say? The Department of what?
I said agriculture.
Wait, a little louder. My listeners
first
didn't hear
of all,
it. Agriculture.
You know what?
Which is who?
Are you going to let me finish a story?
Sure. Answer the question, though.
First of all, we have rules and regulations about fertilizing your property, and this is contributes.
Who's responsible for enforcing those?
Okay, by the way, almost every law in the books, we have laws. And you know what? It's against the law to kill, but this still happens. So when you have people that do not follow the rules, you can't possibly have enough policemen out there to prevent stealing, robbery, killing. So just because it falls under the sheriff in a particular area doesn't mean that everything that happens is his responsibility.
Okay, well,
it's personal responsibility.
What I was trying to get you to say is what I've heard twice this week. I had some tree huggers.
I will find out on Thursday
it's
how much
Department
he knows
of
about
agriculture.
I want to know how well he knows about the state's issues going forward.
Okay.
Period.
So here's my thing.
And I don't know
what
those answers are at this point. I don't know what the questions are.
Well, here's my statement relative to Lake Okeechobee, and I don't know why you don't want to just speak up and mention it. The Department of Agriculture is responsible for that. The head of the Department of Agriculture is Adam Putnam, the Commissioner of Agriculture. So when people like Alicia, who jumped all over me about Rick Scott being responsible for the fertilizer runoff and the dead manatees and the dead fish, when I said back to her, it's the Department of Agriculture that's responsible for that. When I said that to her, she said, nobody blames the employees when the company does bad. They blame the owners.
You gonna let me answer?
Okay?
So, I get it. But you let me answer?
Sure. Go ahead. You got 30 seconds.
We actually have $1 billion that comes in to take care of these things, and that money is a legislative issue. And if you don't give them enough money to to solve the problem, it will continue. And that problem's been going on for 30 years.
Right.
Period.
I agree with you. I agree with you. But the problem to solve, or the person to solve that problem, is the Commissioner of Agriculture, and he hasn't done it.
He has to have the money from the legislature. And by the way, there's plenty of money in there because we added some dock stamps that they have money that they are supposed to spend on land.
And they haven't
land.
Spent it.
Yeah. Well, it's not the agriculture person.
You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. Matt Schellenberg joining me in the studio tonight. And as usual, it's a heated conversation. Join us when we get back, won't you?
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious. LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/talk. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/talk. That's lightstream.com/talk. lightstream.com/talk.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at bakerglassinc.com. That's bakerglassinc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at bakerglassinc.com. That's bakerglassinc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Thursday, August 9th at 7 p.m., it's pregame action as the Jacksonville Jaguars take on the New Orleans Saints at TIAA Bank Field. Friday, August 10th at 6:30 p.m., it's Night at the Zoo, Zoo Odyssey 3000 at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens. And Saturday, August 11th at 12 noon, it's the Jacksonville Caribbean Carnival Food, Craft, and Music Festival at Metro Park.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice.
Island Doctors cares about their patients.
They got my blood pressure off the ceiling, my thyroid off the floor.
Call us today to schedule a tour of one of our locations near you and take a peek at our best wellness program. And welcome home.
1-877-434-4676.
WBOB tackles the issues.
The anti-war movement in Vietnam, the civil rights movement, in the 60s and early 70s, both of those were much more civil in tone. Even the anti-war movement was more civil in tone, but certainly the civil rights movement among the people who were protesting.
Every day.
Oh, Supreme Court, big ruling in favor of the faith-based pregnancy centers in California. Woo!
WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. And Joni is joining me here in the studio, as she has been all night, keeping very quiet and low-key while Matt and I have been going back and forth at each other. Hey, you know, I got... A lot of you folks have sent me text messages and stuff about the conversations that Matt and I have here on the state and the local level. But I got to say, we are very good friends off the radio, and when we're here in the studio, I'm amped up, he's amped up. We're very passionate about everything that goes on in the radio. But I admire him as an elected official and as a friend, and so don't take it personally when I get that taste of blood in the water like sharks, and I go after him pretty heavy because. It's all in good information gathering. Situation that we have relative to Shad Khan and the proposed development down at the shipyards, that's a very scary situation, folks, that we have to be very vigilant of how our taxpayer dollars are spent. They're hard to come by nowadays. Everybody that's out there working understands that they go to a job that maybe they don't necessarily like, but they have to have. Maybe some of us are blessed. I know I'm blessed to have a job that I enjoy having. We need people that represent us to spend our money wisely. I'm not saying that they all don't, but I'm saying that a vast majority of the folks that are down there, they look at it as an open checkbook, and to me, that's very scary. I'd like to see some more transparency. Councilman Schellenberg said, the negotiations take place with the administration, and that meaning the mayor's office and the department heads, and some of the things relative to our independent taxing authorities like JEA, JTA, JPA, JAA, all of those independent taxing authorities, they negotiate on their own, make proposals on their own. The mayor's office fields proposals, and then they take them to the city council after they've negotiated out stuff and to get them approved. Very rarely do I find, and maybe this is because people have accused me of having the first and second dollar that I ever made, but very rarely do I find an instance where someone is spending my money wisely, because I can't see down the road a point in time where people are going to want to live and work and play downtown. Right. I just can't see it.
Well, the question to me becomes, if all of these negotiations with the administration are done basically in the dark, and after it's a done deal, as Matt pointed out, they can either vote yay or nay.
Right.
Where's the transparency?
Well, where's the transparency, one, and where's the public input? You know, when we look at the artist renderings, those are just guidelines. There's no guarantee that what is ultimately built is going to look anything like what the artist renderings of an idea are. And we've just come off, or we're not even finished with it yet, but we've come off a bad situation where the city took some of our hard-earned taxpayer dollars and put it into a barbecue company that never was, and put it into a grant to hire employees that never were. Now, you take that, it's a microcosm of something the size of a Shad Khan development, and you look at that and you think that would be a horrendous hit if for some reason or another that proposed development failed. And on top of that, we have a situation in our town that the best analogy that I can come up with a million analogies and keep it stretched out all night long, but if you buy a used car and the front left tire is bald and the front right tire is flat and the two back tires are barely holding air and only because you got slime green tire sealant in them, the last thing you want to do is have a wrecker pick up this car and take it to a paint shop and have a brand new paint job put on it. You fix the tires first.
Now that's
you fix
a visual.
The engine.
That's
right.
A visual.
So we have downtown, we got flat tires downtown. We got no muffler downtown. We got a lot of problems downtown that don't incur or don't get fixed by building a new development with millions and millions of taxpayer dollars to fund lining the pockets of our local football team owner. I mean, we've got to fix the tires first. We've got to fix Hemming Plaza. We got to fix all of these things that are bad.
The root cause of the homelessness situation and all that nastiness needs to be addressed before we try to put lipstick on the pig.
Well, the root cause is we need to get lazy bombs out of downtown, and we need to get mental cases out of downtown and get them somewhere to where they can get some help, or somewhere where they can go play their chess and get their federal allotment every month for their supposed disability and just stay out of downtown. That's it. That's the way to go. You know, when you look, I've been to downtown. I played a homeless person two different events in my radio career here.
Right.
And I do it a third time, except for the fact that most of them know who I am now because they hear me, you know, talking about them. You know, it spreads like wildfire. I have guys that have worked for me on the tree crew that say, you know, we got guys that hang out at the Shell station. They listen to your show on Saturday night and they get so angry. They're screaming at the radio and they're yelling at you and they, you know. Well, it's true. If you're angry at me and you're homeless, get angry enough to go out and get yourself a job. Get angry enough to go out and have some self-respect and wash your clothes from time to time and comb your hair from time to time and grab a 29-cent Bic razor and shave your face in the mirror of a taxi cab, whatever it takes to get some self-respect back and feel good about yourself and get a job. Become a viable member of society, and then I might be willing to give you more of a helping hand. But if you're just going to sit downtown all day and play checkers or talk to your buddies about the last 40 that you bought that was 20 cents more than the 40 you bought to, by the way, for you that don't, that you don't know, 40 is one of the big beer bottles that they still make. You know, if that's the highlight of your day is panhandling enough to get enough money to get a 40, then, you know, you don't have a life. Don't spend your life in downtown to where millions of taxpayer dollars get thrown at downtown only to, you know, have you muck it up by being down there playing checkers. I mean, when was the last time you went to Hemming Plaza?
Never.
See, and you don't go there because of the reputation that it has, really, right?
Basically that, and because I live in Clay County, okay. So I don't get over to Jacksonville that often.
There are folks that live in Riverside, right in the Riverside-Avondale area, that won't go downtown. I know people that don't even like going to the City Hall, which is right across the street from Hemming Plaza, because they don't want to be accosted by all the homeless people there. You know, and you know, being the ostrich sticking your head in the sand to believe that homelessness doesn't exist, I understand that. Homelessness exists. We're all one or two paychecks away from being homeless for the most part, except for the tycoons out there that are somehow able to convince the city to give them millions and billions of dollars of our money. That puts us even closer to being two paychecks away from being homeless. But, you know, there is an element of our society that's completely happy with just waking up in the morning. I mean, that's all they've got to look forward to is they go to bed in an alleyway some night and they wake up the next morning and they go, woohoo, one more day.
And if you think back on our guest a couple of 3 weeks ago when we were talking about the whole homeless thing, there is a segment of the population, just like you said, that's perfectly content just to wake up in the morning.
Right.
And the fact that they don't have the values we have or the work ethic we have or the societal point of view we have is what it is. There will always be that segment.
So you make their life so miserable that they don't want to be there.
What we do is find a place for them.
No. We make them find their own place away from our place. You know how you do it? You send a police officer whose sole job is to walk through Hemming Plaza and ask for an ID. No ID, move along. Okay? Ask for an ID. Got an ID? Run them through NCIC. Run them through FCIC. If they've got a warrant, haul them downtown. If you do that enough to people downtown, let me tell you, the guys at the Shell station, there's a couple of bicycle police officers that show up every once in a while, and a couple of car police officers, because if you didn't know it, the Shell station downtown is the place that Joe Q homeowner or any tree service in town or any drywall company in town or any landscape company in town goes to get their sod throwers and their brush draggers and, you know, and their mudslingers. That's where they go to get their $10 an hour daily labor, daily pay, daily labor. But you watch, when those police officers drive into the Shell station, they can just drive in there and park. And those guys scatter like fleas. And why do they scatter like fleas? Because most of them are wanted for something. And if you could run IDs on them, you could get a lot of those wanted people off the street, because the same ones that are wanted hanging out at the Shell station are the same ones that are going to break into your shed and steal your lawnmower in the middle of the night so that you then have to go to Home Depot and buy another one with your hard-earned taxpayer dollars. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes. If you'd like to reach me on the phone, you can. 904-222-8255, 904-222-TALK, or bill@600wbob.com, bill@600wbob.com. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?